This is Marty. I'm back with Joe Gillette at Computer Repair and Services here in Stillwater. Joe, I wonder if you could tell me, because you see so many home computers, home PCs and laptops, even small business systems that come in here, what are some of the most common problems that you see with these personal computers and laptops that you see?
Well, in most situations, people have installed software that they didn't mean to, whether it be a toolbar, whether it be some type of scareware or some type of malware, and it gets embedded deep into inside the machine, and we have to use some type of diagnostic software, find the infection, the virus, the program, and remove it, whether it be manual or whether it's automated through the software.
Boy, and there's so many of those things out there. I mean, it seems like there's something new every day.
Well, that's unfortunately, that's true. There does seem to be something new every day, whether it be a new virus or whether it be a new form of malware. Someone seems to be producing something new every day.
Yeah. You bet, you bet. Now, just over time, I know in my own experience, my system has slowed down since it was a new system. I have a laptop at home. But what are some of the things that happen over time that just naturally slow down your system that might be improved a little bit with maybe a checkup or a tune-up, if you will, at Computer Repair and Services?
Well, in a lot of situations, it could be an update that hasn't installed properly. It could be a lot of temporary internet files that are just building up and slowing the machine down. It could be just a good system defrag that needs to be done to resort those files back out on the hard drive.
Good enough, good enough. I once had a computer I brought into our help center, and I had 5,000 temporary internet files. The lady just looked at me like I was from outer space. What an idiot, she said. She did get it fixed, though, let me tell you. Just in general, why do you think people are reluctant to bring in their PC or laptop to get it repaired?
I think initially it's the cost. I think most people make the assumption that whether they have one problem or 50 problems, they're going to be charged per problem. It adds up really fast. So we don't do that here. We have one set cost.
Can you explain your cost structure or what it costs to get a repair here at Computer Repair and Services?
Our costs are always the flat rate of $99.95. Whether it comes in for one day and we clean up a couple viruses, or whether we have a computer that's crashed and needs to completely be rebuilt, our labor costs are always $99.95.
Well, it sure seems like a great deal for customers who are having to make a decision, do I keep my laptop or PC or don't I, and they're not quite sure what they should do. For $99.95, they can afford to bring it in and get it looked at. If it still needs to be replaced, at least they haven't gone down a road they can't get back from.
Well, for that $99.95, if it does come down to the point where it needs to be replaced, we'll still back up all your data. We'll either burn it to a CD or we'll transfer it directly to your new machine for you.
Good enough. So you can sort of make that bridge to the new system if the old one is really damaged or beyond repair.
Definitely. We can grab both your email, your desktop, your favorites, all your documents, your music, your picture. We'll try to grab everything on the machine. We'll do a full backup and restore it to your computer.
Now, what's the best way to contact you folks when it's time or when you feel like you'd like to bring in your PC or laptop and have it looked at?
Well, because I do a lot of on-site service, the best way to get a hold of me is to call first, 651-439-7544, and set up an appointment. But you can always take a chance and stop by and see if we're here.
And what's your retail address?
1441 Stillwater Boulevard.
Good enough. And right here off Stillwater Boulevard, just a little bit north of Highway 36 and Stillwater Boulevard here in the Stillwater area. What kind of lead time do you typically recommend for folks in bringing in their systems for repair?
Well, unfortunately, every machine's different. Whether it be full of viruses or just a simple stick of memory that needs to be replaced, typically we can do it in 2 to 3 business days.
Good enough. So a little bit of lead time and away you go, and it's tuned up and ready to go. What happens, and I think you mentioned this earlier, but what happens if you just realize you can't fix that machine? How do you build a bridge to the next machine?
First thing we do is find out where the customer stored their data. We ask them what programs they use, what type of email they use, and specifically what to back up on their machine. Then we back all their data up on their machine. We can burn it to a CD, burn it to a DVD, put it on an external hard drive. or we can get the new computer and just transfer it directly to the new computer.
Good enough, good enough. And the last thing I would ask you, Joe, just in general, rule of thumb type advice that you give folks after they've been in here to help ensure that they have better performance and safer performance over longer periods of time with their personal computer technology?
Definitely. We always leave them with different applications, whether it be a new type of antivirus or a form of malware to clean up their machine. We always give them advice and leave programs on there to help them maintain a clean and better running computer.
So not only do you get a tune-up here, but you also get a few tools that you can take home with you that hopefully will keep your machine operating a little better over time, too.
Well, our goal is to get the customer to come back because they were satisfied. And if we leave them with the utilities to help themselves and keep it going a little bit longer, well, that's the less time that they have to come visit me.
Well, boy, that sounds good.